When and how much fertilizer should you put on pastures this spring? Current dry soils and forecasts of continuing drought should influence your decisions, so stick around for some of my ideas.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the University's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Fertilizing cool season pastures with nitrogen needs to consider fertilizer cost, moisture available to use the fertilizer, and when the extra growth is needed. Normally, we get plenty of early spring growth without much fertilizer. Any more just gets wasted, so often I encourage waiting until early to mid-May to fertilize brome or other cool-season grass pastures. By waiting, my hope is that we will stimulate growth to be available for extra summer grazing when it might be more useful. This spring, though, subsoils are dry and forecasts aren't promising. Most pastures will produce less grass than normal unless we have a very wet season. Plus, nitrogen fertilizer is expensive. Still, we need as much extra and early pasture as we can get. That means applying nitrogen fertilizer to cool season pastures as soon as possible. Early application will stimulate the maximum pounds of extra grass growth per pound of nitrogen applied. And since most soils are dry, it is unlikely that the extra growth will be wasteful. But if it doesn't rain, fertilizer dollars will be wasted. So, my suggestion this year is to apply a slightly lower than usual amount of nitrogen to only half to two-thirds of your pastures now. But wait until early May to better judge moisture conditions before fertilizing the rest of your pastures. Hopefully, this will give you the early pasture you need without risking too many fertilizer dollars. Drought forces us to make many pasture management changes. When and how much fertilizer to apply is one of them.
We'll take a look to those area hay prices coming up after this.